Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, Aoife Donegan from the Style Bob Personal and Corporate Consultancy is here. And Aoife, you were watching the debate between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris earlier in the week, and you were struck by what Kamala Harris was wearing. I noticed that you wrote on Instagram, "Dress for the job you want, not for the one you have. Don't wait to be anointed." Unless people think that this is going to be a gendered conversation, we're going to talk about male and female leaders and what their sartorial choices say about them. But we will start with Kamala Harris. So what struck you about what she was wearing?
Well, look, within the first 7 seconds, Claire, I just said, OK, she's ready for a battle, you know, and it was even that, you know, piece about running across the top, shaking hands with Trump. But when I saw the black crisp suit, immediately I thought, you know, she stood in front of the mirror and say, let's do this. And the first thing that struck me first was the colour black. She hasn't normally worn that colour, but black is the colour of power and authority. And it was a great, strong colour to wear on that. Her white shirt is possibly a nod back to her legal days, but white can be associated also with fresh colour freshness, new slate. Mm-hmm. I love the contrast, and trust me, so much time would have been given that to that look than anything else.
Yeah.
I like the fact that although she looked, I don't want to use the word masculine, she had masculine attire, being a very nicely structured suit. She still had a little nod to, I suppose, her authenticity with the pearls. You know, she had a little bit of feminine touch with her jewellery. And look at Claire, she looked put together.
Yeah.
And we immediately thought, she has this.
And Donald then on the other side is wearing that same boxy suit and the red tie, which is the colour, of course, of the Republicans. But that look has become his look. He doesn't deviate from it.
No, and it's interesting because seemingly the suit has gotten lighter. As someone said, it's kind of gotten
in colour.
Yes, it's gotten more into the cobalt blue arena, which is interesting. And Donald always likes to picture himself in front of the American flag. So he always has that red, blue and white thing mm-hmm. kind of going on. The hair was a little bit lighter. But it's interesting, the suit was more blue. But, you know, that red tie, I know he's always worn a red tie and it is to represent that. But it's also the colour of confidence. And, you know, he was up there and, you know, he looked put together as well. But I think when he saw her walk out, he would have said, OK, this will be interesting. And it certainly was.
Now, you talk as well about the importance of image for political leaders. And, you know, their looks are almost never thrown together, are they? They're very carefully considered.
Extremely orchestrated, from the hoodie to the suit. And I think it's different. Style is very different in the political arena, in that it's a case of substance over style. And it's used to build credibility and stability as opposed to, you know, being a fashion icon. And if we look at, you know, the likes of President Zelensky in his, you know, kind of sweatshirt versus actually Macron, believe it or not, did copy him 2 years ago wearing something similar. But that's showing solidarity with the people. You know, he could go from the presidential palace to the streets of Ukraine and he wears the same when he's abroad at state mm-hmm. dinners. So it's very much showing, you know what, there's a war going on here, which yeah. is really interesting.
And dressing for politics is different to dressing for business, isn't it? Because business is all about authority, whereas politics is about being identifiable as well. And I'm one of you.
Very relatable. And, you know, there is a point in that. And I think you have got to remember, politics at the end of the day is a theatrical performance and clothes are very much part of that. So yes, you can be relatable when you're out campaigning on the streets, but when you're standing up there representing your country, the suit and tie still looks very well. But you're absolutely right. It is looking kind of authoritative and it's almost looking put together. And if you look put together, it's almost like I know how to kind of run the country. But it's definitely more substance than style. But style and substance should always work together because mm-hmm. it is part of a communication strategy.
Now, what about an example of when a politician got it wrong? Barack Obama himself admits that the tan suit was not a good look.
Was not a good look. And they're actually joking that Kamala Harris wore a tan suit recently, kind of somewhat mocking that. But in 2014, yes, he appeared out in this kind of tan suit and he was talking something very serious to do with the Taliban. And of course, the message never got conveyed. It was all about, it became known as Tangate, which is ridiculous. And then the coverage that attracted, and, you know, I think people said, it's a bit wishy-washy. Whatever he said is nothing. So your image should basically elevate your word, not fight. And unfortunately, that situation for poor Barack, he never wears tan suits, but it just fell flat on his face for him. So, and same with poor, you know, Angela Merkel getting out of a car about 10 years ago into the opera. She, the way she got out, she wore the dress looked very low cut. And she said herself, I'm never deviating again.
Yeah, well, that's why she always went for the jackets, you know, in various different colours. Same jacket, different colour.
Different colour. By the way, 90 colours, Claire.
90 colours. Good for her. Good for her. What is the best colour? Is there a best colour for politics?
Do you know what? If you want to play it safe, the colour of trust, the most popular colour in the world is blue. And there's various forms of blue, from light blue to navy. But blue is the colour of trust and reliability. So if you want to play it safe, if you have a difficult message to say, I would say blue. You know, and you see grey, by the way, is the colour of diplomacy. And grey and blue are used quite a lot in politics. If a woman is wearing something very bright, she can always tone it down with those colours, but they are safe colours to use, and we like the reliability of them.
What about red?
Oh, red's very passionate, you know. I, Claire, when I do my talks, I wear red to be seen and actually to listen to me. But that's very different. I'm trying to, you know, maybe
trying to attract attention, attention.
And listen to me. You know, I'm here with 100 people and you're not to start chatting. So red is a very confident, you could say arrogant colour. So I always say in my talks, don't ever fire anybody in red. You know, it's very aggressive. But if you want, I always sometimes speak to people that if they're a little bit softly spoken and they want to have that passion straight, we actually put them in a little bit of red to kind of elevate
them. A bit.
But it's a wonderful colour. You know, they say it's the colour of winning. They talk about, you know, Tiger Woods wearing it on his final day. But I always say wear red with caution, but it's certainly wonderful for confidence.
Aoife, thank you so much. You'll find Aoife at The Style Bob on Instagram. Let's take a break before the news.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.